Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on a trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better out their smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Whipping kids into a frenzy. Since the day Kid of the Week started.
I love that kid. I want to meet that kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did your mom make you get up and call Steve? Yeah. 642. Our Kid of the Week this week is 12 years old. His name is Jordan Weller. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning.
I'm sorry, Jordan. Did I say he? I meant she. Hi, Jordan.
Hi.
I apologize for that mistake. How was your holiday weekend?
It was good. How was yours?
Fine, thank you. What'd you do for fun?
Actually, a lot of volunteering at the rescue, and me and my family went to a sunflower field.
Look at you.
Making all of us look bad.
A sunflower field? What's that about?
There was, like, a lot of fun activities. It was at a pumpkin farm, but they grew a bunch of sunflowers this year.
Are your parents hippies?
No.
Tell your mama didn't ask her. Anyway, it's nice to have you on the show, and I'm very impressed by you volunteering with something called Hopeful Tales Animal Rescue. What is that?
It is a dog rescue in Joliet, and they bring in dogs from high kill rescues in other areas like Kentucky and give them a nice little bath and vet them until they're ready for adoption, and then do our best to find them their forever home.
That's very nice. And how many dogs have your family fostered?
21.
21!
Wow. You saved 21 lives. That's incredible.
It's amazing.
What do you love so much about dogs, Jordan?
I think that it's just their personalities. All of them are so different, and meeting them, they're just so much fun, and getting to know them and then seeing them go off and their lives becoming even better, going into a family. And
do you think you want to do something with doggies and kitties and critters and stuff when you get old?
Yeah, I want to be a vet.
That's a lot of schooling. You're going to be really good at it, though, because you love animals already. Now you got to do is all the reading and the homework and the studying. And well, it'll still be fun, Jordan. Trust me.
Yeah.
One of my best friends is a veterinarian. Do you know him?
No, maybe.
Maybe not. Do you have a favorite breed of dog?
I really kind of like them all, but I really like boxers and Catahoulas.
What's the last one you said?
Catahoula.
What is that?
It's a type of hunting dog. They are typically water dogs, water hunting dogs.
I don't know that breed. Are they big?
They're about medium to bigger.
Huh. Kind of depends. Catahoula, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Now, Jordan, I know that you have fostered a lot of dogs, but does your family have a pet or a couple of dogs as pets that you have permanently?
We don't have any of our own dogs. Oh. I do have two of my own lizards.
Oh, lizards. What are your lizards' names?
Randall and Sully.
Oh, very nice. So are you going to adopt a dog that you can keep permanently? Will your mom let you?
My mom would let me.
Yeah, but how would you decide? How would you decide which one to keep?
You know what? I don't think we ever will. Fostering seems to be pretty good for us.
Really like this. But the hard thing about fostering, though, is then the time and point you have to say goodbye. I know that's got to tug at your heartstrings.
It does, but one of our requirements is that it's an open adoption, and they can always send us pictures, and we can go visit the dog sometimes.
Are you sure you're only 12? Do you have any ID? You're very impressive. You're very mature. You're very mature. The Louisiana Catahoula Leopard Dog is an American dog breed named after Catahoula Parish, Louisiana, also known as the Catahoula Leopard or Catahoula Cur. It became the state dog of Louisiana in 1979. See, Jordan, you're 12 years old, and you've already taught me something today.
Yeah, that's the dog.
But when you saw the picture of it, I pulled up an image of it. I mean, you recognize it, right? You've seen those.
Well, it looks like a dog.
Yeah.
Well, no, but I mean, you've seen a Catahoula.
Maybe.
You might not have known it was the breed.
That could be, yeah.
Jordan, I have a feeling this dog will now become Steve's favorite dog as well, because he just enjoys saying the name of the
Catahoula's
dog.
Catahoula's a good time. You know what I like, Jordan? I like Yellow Labs. I like Golden Retrievers. You know, they're all love. They're just big, goofy, sloppy, good times.
I'm actually right now fostering a Nova Scotia Duck Tolling Retriever mix.
Wow.
Which is a mini Golden Retriever.
Is that right? Well, sounds good.
Yeah.
Trolling Retriever.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It's so important to have fosters because they socialize the animal, they get them ready for their home, and it's so important to adopt your next pet. I think this is a great message, and that you're doing this is incredible,
yeah,
Jordan.
Really, absolutely. You and your mom do most of this? You have other family members involved?
Mostly it's me and my mom. We're the most involved in it for sure, but my dad and sister like to come in occasionally, and they're definitely willing to help out a lot of the time.
Does your dad ever make the mistake of coming in and advising and what should be done?
No, really.
Smart man.
Smart man. Jordan, with all those dogs that you guys are fostering, have you ever lost any valuable items? Have they chewed up anything that you have loved?
Yeah.
Can you tell us about one of them?
Really nice pairs of shoes. I got brand new socks once, and our very first foster dog stole them right off my seat and swallowed them whole.
Well, your mom sounds like an amazing woman because she's putting up with some nonsense, but for all the right reasons. So you're a great kid. You're kid of the week. We have some stuff for you. Let me go live now to Super Joe in the prize distribution booth. Super Joe, what do we have for Jordan?
Let's see what we got. We have a gift card to Lou Malnati's.
Oh, that's good.
And an additional gift card to Apt.
Good. Can dogs eat pizza?
No, yes, I can vouch for that.
Think so.
Oh, you shouldn't? Well, the veterinarian on the show, Steve, says no. Jordan, thank you for being on. I appreciate it, and you have fun at school today. I assume you're going to school today.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
I love Jordan
so much.
Oh, my
goodness.
Very
mature kid. She didn't sound 12.
You learned a couple new breeds, too. The Catahoula
and
the Nova Scotia Duck Tolling Retriever.
Wow.
Does that mean it's a duck-chasing dog?
It is.
Or does it charge ducks tolls?
It is often referred to as a toller. It's a smaller retriever. But it's a hunting dog.
You're a toller, Steve.
And collects tolls on the way.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's your Kid of the Week situation, and you can go to WGNRadio.com and send us information on a kid you think ought to be honored as well, as we do Kid of the Week every week at this time.